In you, Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my home, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Do not be far from me, my God. Come quickly, God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. As for me, I shall always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds, of your saving acts all day long, though I know not how to relate them all. I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, yours alone. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and grey, do not forsake me, my God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. Your righteousness, God, reaches to the heavens. You who have done great things, who is like you, God? Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth, and you will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once more. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, I whom you have delivered. My tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion.
All right. Yes, very happy new year. I hope you had a blessed and restful Christmas. Whatever 2022 holds for us, that COVID sketch from Egan will be on my memory for most of it. So, we're going to do things slightly differently this morning. Hopefully you will receive an email or a communication from your mission team leader to bring a pen and a bit of paper with you. I also said that you could use an electronic device to do some things. We're going to do a little bit of reflection and pausing, okay, during our time together. So has anybody not got access to any of that? If they want to raise their hand, and we furnish you with something. It looks like everybody is good. It's good. Excellent. Okay, so let's just pray before we continue, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you for Christmas. We thank you for the celebration that we've been doing to celebrate the birth of your Son. Heavenly Father, we commit this time to you now. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will be here, will help me communicate what you've placed in my heart. And Lord, if there are things that I say today that aren't of your heart, that they will fall away, and only the things that you want people to hear will stick. Pray that now in Jesus' name. Amen. So, as you can see from this wonderful graphic that Jacob's designed for me for this sermon, we're looking back and we're looking forward. And I'm basing it on Psalm 71. Over the last few days, it's a weird period in the calendar, isn't it? We've had Christmas, all the decorations are still up, but Christmas is essentially over. We're waiting for New Year to start. And there's this sort of like, I don't know, limbo period that we have between Christmas and New Year. We're not entirely sure what day of the week it is. whether to put bins out or not. And every time we look in the fridge, there's cheese and stuff that we thought we'd eaten all, but it's still there. And yeah, it's a weird time, isn't it? My body mass at the moment is part chocolate and part cheese at the moment. That's all there is for me. All right. But it has afforded me a time of the last few days to think and reflect on the year just gone and the year to come. And I think there's a good way to do that. There's a good way to look back over the past year, and there's a bad way to look back. Equally, I think there's a good way to look forward to the future ahead of us in this year, and there's also a bad way to look forward in this year. And I think Psalm 71 gives us a sort of a template or some verses to hang some ideas on that could help us in that process of reflecting, but could also help us in this process of trying to look forward as well. So as I said, we're looking at Psalm 71. And before we do that, I just want to give you a little bit of background to that psalm. Most commentators feel Psalm 71 was written by David. Those who have bigger brains than me have studied the text and the way of writing and assumed that this was written by David. Okay, and it's in the latter part of his life. If you look at the text, you'll see he's talking about his youth, but he's also talking about at one point getting older. So therefore, he's middle-aged. We'll go with that, whatever middle-aged looked like a few thousand years ago. All right, and that's where David is at. As we can see from the text also, David is in some trouble. Verse 4 says, "Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel." So we have some wicked people, some evil and cruel people who are trying to get at David. Now, again, commentators are more learned than myself, okay, think that this is related to a person called Absalom. Now, Absalom was one of David's sons, and he tries to overthrow David, tries to be king in David's place. And David is on the run at this point. Not something new to David, if you know his life. But Absalom is trying to throw David off his throne and take his place. So this is where David is at. If you want to read about this, you can read about it in 2 Samuel. And throughout the text, you will see familiar things. If you've read any of the Psalms at all, you will see familiar things of David declaring that God is his rock, his fortress. But in between all of those declarations of faith and promise, there appeals to God to raise up and rescue him, to save him from the predicament that he's in. But then again, mixed in all of that, there's praise and worship and honouring to God. So as I said, we're going to look a little bit, we're not going to do a complete verse-by-verse breakdown, but we are going to look at Psalm 71. And first we're going to look back. Here we go. We're going to look back. And I think, as I said already, there's a good way to look back, and there's a bad way to look back. Now, I saw this was quite a popular little gift that was doing the rounds of how people view 2021. All right, essentially, they had enough of 2021. All right, they were angry with 2021. People were very angry with the year. I've heard people being angry with people and stuff, but people were very angry with 2021. And this is how people viewed it. But basically, the year just gone was something to just get rid of, forget about, and have nothing to do with again. We all wish for 2021, you don't wish for 2021. And that's the end of it. So that's one way of looking back on 2021. Thank you for the next one. But I think there is a better way to look back at the past year. I've entitled this a little bit, Looking Back at the Goodness of God. Verses 4 and 5 say this, "For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb." David looks back on his life and he sees the goodness of God. He sees where God has been his hope. He has seen the way that God has come through for him again and again and again. Verse 22 says this, "I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre, the Holy One of Israel." He has seen God's faithfulness throughout his life. And he's recalling those moments as he looked back. So, first bit of pausing to do today. You've got your pen and your paper, okay, or your little device, whatever it is you're using this morning. Can I just say, can I ask you to keep hold of these bits of paper? If you're part of the mission team on Wednesday, it would be really good if you could talk about, you know, what you've written down. Okay, we're going to take a couple of minutes, all right? So, looking back on 2021, what are you thankful for? Okay, you can write as much as you want. There's no limit to what you can be thankful for in 2021. So make a list. What are you thankful for, okay, from the past year? Okay, now, the other thing when you've done that, okay, what aspect of God's character have you experienced in 2021? So let's just say you've written down, God's provided me with a new house to live in, because I know one or two people have moved house and done stuff this year. So, you know, God's faithfulness and provision, you know, that could be part of God's character that we've seen in 2021. Okay. All right, so I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to pause, reflect, and to make a list now of the things that you are thankful to God for in 2021. Bobby. Okay, give you a few more moments. Obviously, you can take this bit of paper home, add to it if anything else comes to mind. Yes, I am a teacher and I am giving you more. Okay, so if you can finish off your list. Okay, it's a wonderful practice to do. Can I just say, you know, at the end of any year, sitting down with a bit of paper, maybe with your family and friends, and writing down what you are thankful for. Wonderful practice, okay, to do. So, you know, make a little note, December the 31st, 2022, have a sit down and write down what you're thankful for. Now, as I said to you, there's a good way of looking back over the past, but there's also a bad way too. The opposite of being thankful and looking at the goodness of God is grumbling, cynicism, anger. If you look in the book of Numbers, just after Israel had been rescued from slavery in Egypt, they've seen some amazing miracles take place. They've seen the very power and wrath of God poured out on the people of Egypt. They've seen the Red Sea parted. They've seen amazing, miraculous things. Within a matter of verses, they are grumbling. They are complaining to God about their situation. In fact, some of them want to go back to Egypt, despite the slavery that they were in, because of where they're in. And God gets angry with them because of their grumbling, because of their anger towards him. And there is a danger for any one of us, myself included, to do the same when we look back. If only this had happened in 2021, why didn't God come through for me in this situation? Essentially, what we're doing is we're putting ourselves in the place of God, because according to what we're thinking here, God's got it wrong. God didn't do the thing that I wanted, so therefore he's done something wrong. And of course, that's absolutely rubbish. You know, we are, you know, as human beings, we are in the hands of a compassionate and loving God. Matt today has set up just a wonderful set of verses for us to remember the goodness of God and the wonderful Saviour that we have. Okay? We are in the hands of a God who always cares and always provides and always looks after us. And we need to continue to have that attitude of gratitude all the time. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so verse 17 of Psalm 71. Since my youth, God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. He recognizes, David, that throughout his life, God has been teaching him. You know, these aren't things that have just happened to him. He has recognized that God has intervened in his life, and he has been teaching him throughout. He has learned things about God and about himself. A lot of people have been talking about, you know, since COVID started, that we're in a period of learning. What are you learning about yourself and about the world around you because of what's been going on? And it's a really interesting point. People have been thinking, well, how can we get out of this? I want to ask a more important question. What are we going to learn from this? All right, so the question I've got for you, and it could be related to the previous exercise, what has God taught you in 2021? What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about God in 2021? Some of these things could be things that you've just been reminded of, but you always knew them to be true. But something happened and you think, do you know what? God really reminded me of his goodness last year. But God really reminded me of his mercy. God reminded me that I needed to do X, Y, Z. Okay. So, another couple of minutes. What do you think God has taught you over the last year? Okay, again, you know, take this away with you, think, pray about it, look back on your year. You may want to add a few more other things to your list. A few more moments. Okay. So, as I said, there's a good way to look back, to look at what God has taught us, because when we learn what God teaches us and learn the lessons that he's teaching us, we are less likely, I hope it is, to repeat mistakes, to get into the habits of routines that were not good for us from the previous year. Because that's the negative thing, isn't it? That's the way, if we don't listen to God, if we don't learn from God, we are avoid to make the same mistakes again. You just need to read the Old Testament. There is this constant cycle of, you know, God's people doing the things that they should be doing, and then they forget God. They forget what God has said, and they go into a period of rebellion and forgetting God, and then they go up again. And it's like a roller coaster for most of the Old Testament because they refuse to listen and to learn from God. Okay, right, that's the next slide. So we're now looking forward. We've got two ways to look back. There's three ways to look forward. Maybe four. Who knows? Okay. And so I thought, you know, balance it a bit. I'm more of a passive observer on social media rather than somebody who really engages in it. I find social media is a fascinating window into the world, the way some people are thinking. Sometimes it's utterly depressing. But there you go. So these are two things I found at the end of the year. First one. As 2021 draws to a close, scientists urge people to learn from mistakes of the last year and avoid hope or optimism of any kind. That was one thing I saw. Next one, Bill, thank you. Now, my apologies, I'm looking at it again. Maybe I'll see it, so I'm going to read to you. So 2020, this year will be my year. 2021, okay, that was horrible, but next year will be better. And then it says 2022, I'm not planning for anything ever again. I think I went into 2020 feeling very optimistic. 2019, or the end of 2019, was my 50th birthday. And as I sat there, you know, looking back over my 50 years, I thought, wow, I've reached the halfway mark. Oh yeah, I'm going to be 100, don't worry about that, okay. I'm hanging around, all right? And reached the halfway mark, I have things I'm going to be able to do in the next 50 years. And then COVID, which was, that was a check on everything now. So I recognise the optimism, you know, but I also recognise the thing, you know, what's happened over the last year has made a lot of people just check themselves. I mean, 2022, you know, if you read the book of James, you know, James, who possibly wrote it, says, you know, you're saying you're making this plan, you're making that plan, you're doing this, you think you're going to do that. God willing. So there is a truth to, you know, that. But I also think, you look at these two little humorous quotes here, there's a lack of hope, if anything, you know, and more despair, if anything else. Next slide. So, this next section, hope versus hopelessness. Verse 14, as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. Hope is mentioned at least twice, if not three times in Psalm 71. It is something that David is holding on to. It is belief that because God has done the good things in the past, that David has a future ahead of him, that God is going to be that faithful and loving God. That is his hope. Wonderful quote I read while doing some reading on this. Hope is faith in the future tense. Hope is faith in the future tense. Hope is rooted in your faith that God is good and God is going to provide and be the God that he always has been. There's always the danger that we're going to put our hope in other things. That's one negative thing. We're going to put our hope in the size of our bank balance. We're going to put our hope in the fact that one day we'll get that promotion or get that thing that we've always wanted. We can often put our hope in other things other than God. Or, a bit like our little captures beforehand, we can lose hope because of what happens to us or the world around us. We can look at what our situation is or look at the world and go, there is no hope. Both of those things I've just mentioned are the wrong way to look at the future. So a couple of questions for you again to pause and reflect on. Where does your hope rest in 2022? What do you need to guard against that could endanger your sense of hope? That's different for all of us. We all have our our areas of weakness. What do we need personally to guard against that could endanger our sense of hope? So the next section is being good news in 2022. We look at verses 7 and 8 of Psalm 71. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Despite his circumstances, David is always praising God, and this is visible to those around him. He is a sign. People are looking at him, and he is pointing somewhere. He's pointing to God. His worship and praise is always on his lips. So despite his circumstance, he is always pointing to God. We're all pointing towards something. If somebody looks at our lives, we are, by our actions, by the way we speak, by the things that we do, we are all pointing to something. Where our hope lies, where our attitudes are, we're all pointing to something. So the question I have for you as you look at the year ahead, how can I be a sign to many in 2022? How can I be good news? How can I point to God in my life so that my work colleagues, my friends, my neighbours, my family can see God in me? How can I be a sign to many? Hope and future victory. Verse 24 says this, my tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. We've got to the end of Psalm 71. And David is still praising and worshiping. He's declaring the righteous acts of God. God's righteousness, God's right way of doing things is being declared by David. And those who have tried to bring David down and tried to destroy him have been put to shame and confusion. David is vindicated. This isn't about revenge. David has found that by sticking with God throughout the situation, God has been with him and declared him to be right. Our hope and belief in a future victory needs to stay in our hearts and minds throughout 2022. I watch and read the news possibly a little bit too much, and there are times when I'm reading or watching something, and it's like the old Tom and Jerry cartoons where somebody's getting angry, and it's like a thermometer that's going up and up and up, and it's about to explode. And I need to guard myself against that. I think there are times I probably need to spend a little bit less time watching the news and what people are up to, and spend more time praying, I think. All right? And that's the problem, isn't it? We lose sight of the assured victory that God has got in store, that God has already planned. I don't say this to show off, but you know, last year I did the Bible in a year. And when you get to December, it's all Christmas and everything, but you're in the book of Revelation, which is always like an interesting, but it's all about Jesus coming again. And it's a wonderful thing to read during Christmas, because we're talking about the birth of Jesus, his first coming, but we're also reading about the wonder and the fantastic news of Jesus coming again. And to hold on to that idea that regardless of what happens in 2022, as Revelation says, one day there will be no more evil and suffering. There will be no more pain. Because God will make all things new. Hope and future victory. Finally, hope in our salvation. Verse 2, go back to the beginning. In your righteousness, rescue and deliver me. Righteousness or righteous or righteous deeds is mentioned about 6 times in Psalm 71. God is a righteous God. God is holy and pure. And David is most definitely not. At this stage in his life, he's committed adultery, he's committed murder. And if you read 2 Samuel, he's not going to win any awards for being Father of the Year. He's been, if you put it blunt, he's been useless. David is calling out to God in his unrighteousness to a righteous God. We do the same as we stand here in 2022. We recognize our fallen nature. We recognize our sinful nature. But this morning, like David in Psalm 71, we can call to a righteous God to save us. Because of Jesus' saving work on the cross, we now stand righteous before God. Romans 5, verse 1 says this: "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Today, we stand before God righteous. We have been made right before God because of the saving work of Jesus. And look what it says at the end of that verse in Romans 5. We have peace with God. What a wonderful thing to have as we go into 2022, to have peace with God. Whatever happens in the year ahead, let us hold on to the fact that we have peace with God, that God can give us peace, regardless of what happens in the future. Last slide. Find this wonderful little thing, courtesy of Nicky Gumbel. Some of you will know him as the founder of the Alpha Course. It's something to hold on to as we look, you know, and it sort of encapsulates some of the things I've been talking about this morning. Look back and thank God. Look forward and trust God. Look around and serve God. Look up and seek God. Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the previous year. We thank you for all the great and good things that you did. Help us to hold on to those things. Help us to remember your goodness and your faithfulness, your love and compassion towards us. And as we look to the year ahead, Lord, we can walk into it, not being afraid, not being fearful, because you already have 2022 planned out. You already know what is going to happen. We can rest in your arms this year in the knowledge that you are God, you are faithful,